Sports radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids. The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for high school basketball on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, KGYM. Let's go courtside and join Eric Peterson with the analysis and with the play-by-play. Here's KGYM's Alex Kuhn.
For Iowa City West, last season's runner-up finish left a bad taste in their mouths. Fast forward 1 year, and the Trojans have a chance to bring home the school's sixth state championship tonight against the team that beat them in this very game last season. Iowa City West and West Des Moines Valley in the Class 4A state championship game. I'm Alex Kuhn alongside my broadcast partner, Ryan Merkin. Ryan, good evening. And this was a game last year that West Des Moines Valley really needed to slow down and play at their pace. They're a big team. And it's pretty much contrasting styles from Iowa City West, who likes to get up and down. So for Iowa City West to reverse the trend of what happened last year, what are they going to need to do this evening?
You said it well right there. Transition. I mean, that's the way that Iowa City West wants to play. I think they're averaging right under 75 points a game. Now, Valley's giving up about 50. Iowa City West wants to get out and run, and that's what they do well. So dangerous in transition. Last year, they weren't able to get that going at all. Valley did a really good job of containing that, making them kind of grinding it down into that half-court style game where they could excel in. And you know, you want to see West get out and run a little bit today. And then the other thing is, last year, 18 threes that Iowa City West attempted in that championship game, lost. You know, with what they have offensively, they shoot it better this year, but 18 threes is probably too much for them with their ability to get to the basket.
Absolutely. And let's talk about the shooting. Last year, it was a real issue in that state championship game for Iowa City West. Valley came out with the Tigers came out with a 7-point victory. Three-point shooting was a struggle for Iowa City West. This year, you wrote about it at yourprepsports.com. And this is a team and led by Connor McCaffrey. He's improved his shooting. Patrick McCaffrey, in his sophomore season, he's improved his shooting. And also Devontae Lane. Let's talk about this. This guy is the spark plug for this team, the heart and soul of this team. He has really improved his shot as well.
He has, and you see him running right in front of us. You see how big and explosive he is. You saw it in football this season. He's such a good athlete, such a good first step, so dangerous getting into the paint, getting to the basket. He told me a couple days ago before the state tournament, he really took it personally with the shooting. You know, he had guys tell him, or he knew coaches were saying, like, you don't have to guard him outside 15 feet. And he really let that motivate him. He's really improved. I mean, he's shooting a career high. He's shooting about 35% from three. And like you said, a lot of the guys from last year have just gotten better. Patrick McCaffrey's gotten better from his jump shooting. Connor's gotten better from out there. He's improved every year. But, you know, the big thing is their role players this year, you know, guys like Isaiah Ono-Fillard, Evan Flitt, those guys all shoot it well. And that's something they didn't have last year. So not only are guys shooting it better, they have more guys that are able to beat you from outside 15, 17 feet or beat you out to the three-point line at 19 feet. And that's made them a lot more dangerous against teams that have to zone them because, as you know, they have their size and length with the 6'6 point guard. Create some problems, and this year they've been able to beat those zones.
Well, let's talk about the role players and the bench players this evening, because it's going to be very interesting. West Des Moines Valley with their two big guys in the middle, Charlie Crowley at 6'8", he's a senior committed to William Jewell, and Quentin Curry at 6'6", he's a senior committed to Rockhurst. Isaiah Ono-Fillard and Nate Disterhofer in the starting lineup. How quickly are we going to see Sabian Sims, Hakeem Odunsi, and possibly Josh Van Roekel if they need another big body in the middle?
Well, those guys are going to be really important. I thought they were great in the semifinals against Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Both of those guys didn't score a lot of points, and they probably won't tonight. I mean, that's not really what those guys do, but they finished around the basket. They played good defense. Sabian Sims really started some transition with blocking shots, and they were able to get out and run that way, which is a little bit different way if you think about it, but he was able to use his length to cause some problems for Kennedy. Hakeem Odunsi had 7 rebounds in the semifinals. Those guys are going to be really important. Now, at the same time, those other role players like Nate Disterhof, he does a really good job of playing post defense, a little bit undersized, playing guarding different guys. He's going to be important as well. So some combination of all those guys, and like you said, maybe even Josh Van Roekel off the bench a little bit too.
Number one against number two, Iowa City West at 22-3. They'll wear their home white uniforms with the green numbers and black trim. West Des Moines Valley, the Tigers, the number two seed, They're going to wear their all orange uniforms with black trim and white numbers. They are 21-4 on the season. We're going to get to the starting lineups for tonight's game. First for the West Des Moines Valley Tigers. Austin Hinkle gets the start at the point guard position. He is a 6-foot senior. Reese Skinner, a 6'1 senior, gets the start at another guard position. And Nate Dennis, who can really shoot the three, is the third guard on in this West Des Moines Valley lineup. He's a 6'2 senior. I talked about the big guys down low. Charlie Crowley, a 6'8 senior, had 25 points in the semifinal victory for West Des Moines Valley over Sioux City East. He's a 6'8 senior. Quentin Curry, the Rockhurst commit, is a 6'6 senior, and he rounds out the starting lineup. He had a knee injury for most of the season. He's come back the last 8 games and has averaged about 11 points per game in all of those games. For Iowa City West, it is the familiar starting lineup. Starting at point guard, a 6'2 senior, Devontae Lane. Nate Disterhoff gets the start at another guard position. He's a 6'4 senior. And Isaiah Onofolard, a 5'11 senior, the third guard in this starting lineup. And then Patrick McCaffrey, a 6'7 sophomore. And Connor McCaffrey, the leading scorer at 19.7 points per game, a 6'6 senior, rounds out the starting lineup. Alex Kuhn alongside Ryan Merkin for this Class 4A state championship game. What we're going to do is we're going to step aside for 60 seconds, and we'll be back with the opening tip-off. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand, your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
Welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. Alex Kuhn alongside Ryan Merkin. We are still anticipating the tip-off here in the Class 4A state championship game. Want to give a congratulations to Cedar Rapids Xavier, who goes back-to-back in Class 3A. They get a victory over Sergeant Bluff Luton in the Class 3A game in what was a spectacular basketball game.
That was just a fun high school game to watch. I mean, that was incredible. And really, you know, all three of the Xavier games down here are good games. You see that game, the semifinal game against Waverly Shell Rock in overtime.
That was an unbelievable game as well.
Two great games that they played down here. And you see a team with what double-digit losses they have, but, you know, playing a really, really, really tough conference. Mississippi Valley is as good a conference as there is in the state. And they came down here and played probably their best basketball.
So back to this game here this evening. Iowa City West looking for their sixth state championship. These two teams have appeared here 3 of the last 4 times in Class 4A.
It's incredible when you think about the number of good programs in the state that these teams are playing for the third time in 4 years. I might have missed it, Alex, but I don't think I did. I think this is the first time in history that the big school championship has been the same two teams from the previous year, which is pretty incredible.
Wow. That is an amazing statistic as we get the first rematch of a Class 4A state championship game here this evening. Patrick McCaffrey, the 6'7 sophomore for Iowa City West, has been, just a key player all season long. He went into a little bit, I'm not going to say a slump down the stretch. Before this past game against Cedar Rapids Kennedy, he scored 15 points, a good bounce-back performance for him. He had 3 consecutive games where he wasn't in double figures scoring. Connor McCaffrey was scoring a little bit more. Devontae Lane took over games. Patrick McCaffrey had a really tough game in the first round against Newton, but a good bounce-back performance against Cedar Rapids Kennedy.
He did, and I think that was important for him going into tonight, because, like you mentioned, with the big guys that they have inside, he's going to be a part of that too, as far as defending Crowley and Quentin Curry. Now, He might not be just locked up on one of those guys all game, but he's going to be an important part with his length and ability to rebound to what Wes is going to do. But the big thing for Patrick is staying out of foul trouble, and that was really what hurt him against Newton. And he's such a good defender, and they can use him so many different ways that sometimes it puts him in a tough spot where he was trying to guard, you know, guards in that game and got into a little bit of early foul trouble.
Well, you lead me right to the next point. Who does he guard in this game? And that's an interesting question, because Coach Steve Bergman likes to play man-to-man, but we saw that 1-3-1 zone where they extended Patrick McCaffrey out at the top of the atop of that zone, but that was against a 5'7 point guard of Cedar Rapids Kennedy in Jackson Foley. You assume you're going to see a lot of man-to-man here this evening, and this might – all season long, we've seen Patrick McCaffrey sometimes matched up on the other team's best player. And so the matchups are going to be key in this game as well.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things that I'm most excited to see. I don't know how to answer your question because when I watched him guard A.J. Green from Cedar Falls earlier this season, do a great job on him, who's – you know, one of the best players in the state, point guard, and Patrick really did a good job on him. So as much as he brings offensively with his versatility, he does the same thing on defense, and you can use him in a variety of different ways.
And that's for Connor McCaffrey as well. We talk about the matchup where Patrick McCaffrey many times has put on the best player, but if you think back to that sub-state final against Muscatine, who got the assignment of Joe Wieskamp? It was Connor McCaffrey.
And talking to Coach Bergman this year, that's one of the biggest – he feels that's one of the biggest improvements that Connor's made each year from his freshman year to his senior year is his ability to defend, especially on the ball. And he's really taken a big jump this year. He's become as good of an on-ball defender as they have, and that's really saying something at 6'6", considering, you know, how tough that makes it. When he can stay in front of guys, you have to shoot over 6'6". That's a really tough thing for offensive players to do.
Yes, it is. We are just about ready for tip-off here as the starting lineups are being introduced at Wells Fargo Arena. Alex Kuhn alongside Ryan Merkin. Iowa City West just about ready to take on West Des Moines Valley in what was a rematch of last year's state championship game. West Des Moines Valley with a 46-39 victory over the Trojans of Iowa City West. Several key players from both teams last year not on the teams this year, but for Iowa City West, more has returned this year. Connor McCaffrey, obviously the leading scorer. Devontae Lane, Patrick McCaffrey was a freshman, has made a huge jump here into his sophomore season. The last point I want to get to with you, Ryan, is transition. You talked about it being a key in this game. Valley completely kept Iowa City West out of transition last year. They kept Sioux City East out of transition. They've kept everybody out of transition this season. That's a strength of Iowa City West. How do they try to get some points in transition here this evening?
Well, it starts with getting stops. You know, and that's the thing about it. You want to get out and run, and it starts with getting stops. And, you know, that's where you mentioned the 1-3-1 zone. I expect to see some different things. I don't know exactly what it's going to be from Coach Bergman, but you expect him to maybe mix up those defenses, see if they can force some turnovers. But really for them, it starts with getting stops and then getting their playmakers out into the open court, which they did well at times against Cedar Rapids Kennedy in the semifinals.
Patrick McCaffrey had a couple of wide open dunks. They really like to, as soon as that rebound is gathered, they look to push into the front court. So Iowa City West will be attacking from left to right across your radio dial as we are ready for tip-off in this Class 4A state championship game. Alex Kuhn alongside Ryan Merkin, Devontae Lane, Nate Disterhoff, Patrick McCaffrey, Connor McCaffrey, Isaiah Onofalard, the five for Iowa City West, Austin Hinkle, Reese Skinner, Nate Dennis, Charlie Crowley, and Quentin Curry, the five for West Des Moines Valley, the Tigers. Quentin Curry and Patrick McCaffrey will tip things off at center court. And we're ready for basketball. The tip is controlled in the backcourt by Reese Skinner, and Valley will have the opening possession of the game. Iowa City West in a man-to-man defense. Skinner picked up by Onofalard, top of the key. Skinner sets the offense, looks at the high post to Curry. Curry being guarded by Disterhoff, pulls up from 15, shot off the back of the iron. Connor McCaffrey with the rebound. Connor into the front court on the right wing, now pulls up between the circles and sets the offense. A little bit of a 2-3 zone here from Valley, more of a 3-2 look. Now into the corner, Patrick McCaffrey dribbles to the left wing, picks up his dribble now between the circles, now right wing for Connor McCaffrey in the corner for Disterhoff. Now Connor skip past Patrick in the corner for three, left corner off the mark, rebound taken down by Curry. Curry looks to push, In the front court, finds Skinner. Short corner, backs out. Now right wing for Dennis. Dennis back to Curry, top of the key. Curry, left wing pass stolen away by Lane. Lane into the front court, right of the lane, lays it up with a right hand shot off the mark, but Disserhoff with the follow puts it up and in, and West has an early 2-0 lead.
Really good job by Nate Disserhoff running the floor, getting down there and getting the easy two after the layup was no good.
So Austin Hinkle sets the offense, four court left, high post at the elbow, it's Curry. Curry around Disserhoff, goes up with a right hand, little 5-foot floater with a right hand, and he ties the game at two.
So big and strong, such a talented kid with his ability to put the ball on the floor. If he can hit that shot, he's really tough to defend.
Connor McCaffrey in the corner, Disserhoff. Disserhoff is trapped, gets it out to McCaffrey on the right wing. Top of the key, Ono Fallard in the middle of the paint. Now backdoor feed to Patrick McCaffrey. Kicks it out on the right wing to Connor McCaffrey. He drives towards the paint, and Reese Skinner is right there to take the charge.
Good defense, but you like the aggressiveness against the zone there. That first possession, West settled for a three-point shot, a deep jumper that time. Did a really good job getting the ball into the middle of the zone. Didn't get points out of it, but they've been moving the ball well against that zone.
A matchup we're going to want to watch so far, it has been Nate Disserhoff guarding Curry. Hinkle, top of the key, pulls up for three, and he got it. 5-2, the lead for Valley. That's Austin Hinkle's first three-pointer of the evening. Right wing, Disserhoff. Disserhoff looks for an outlet, dribbles to the top of the key, gives off to Connor McCaffrey. Now left wing to Ono Fallard. Into the corner, Patrick McCaffrey. The zone here for Valley. In the middle, Devontae Lane, little turnaround, 10-foot jumper, and he knocks it down.
That's the type of shot they need to get against that zone, and that they can get if they move the ball well.
Skinner, top of the key to Hinkle. Hinkle attacks right of the lane, goes up with a right hand. Wild shot off the mark, but Curry's there for the rebound underneath his own basket. And he tries to throw it off of Disserhoff. It trickles out of bounds without touching Disserhoff, so it will go back to Iowa City West.
I think they got the timeout there.
So Iowa City West calls a timeout with 5:32 remaining here in the first quarter. They trail 5-4, so we'll step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to the 4A State Championship game on KGYM.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
5:32 remaining in the first quarter. We're just underway. Baseline inbound play upcoming for Valley. Gets it to the top of the key to Curry. Curry hands off to Hinkle. NBA range, three off the front of the iron. Rebound taken down by Devontae Lane. Lane leads the rush. Now right wing to Ono Fallard in the corner for Disserhoff. Disserhoff skip past the lane on the left wing in the corner for Patrick McCaffrey. He drives baseline. Dishes off on the right side of the lane to Disserhoff, who lays it up and in.
Really good look by Patrick McCaffrey, but Nate Disserhoff did a good job of making himself open against the zone.
Hinkle dribbles around Devontae Lane, swings it left wing now on the right block to Crowley. Crowley backs up Patrick McCaffrey, who turns the corner, lays it up and in with the right hand. So Valley has a 7-6 lead. 4:52 remaining in the first quarter. Ono Fallard on the left wing, high on the left side, dribbles top of the key. Into the corner now, Disserhoff. Disserhoff picked up by Curry. Disserhoff top of the key to Ono Fallard. Now in the corner for Patrick McCaffrey. Shot fake. Gives it to Devontae Lane. 5-foot jumper is blocked but gathered by Disserhoff. In the middle of the paint to Patrick McCaffrey. A little 5-foot jumper and he knocks it down.
Again, really good ball movement. They're getting it to the center of that zone and where Devontae Lane can operate a little bit.
Hinkle top of the key. Pulls up from three. Off the side of the iron. Rebound taken down by Patrick McCaffrey. In the front court to Connor. Connor on the left wing, right wing to Ono Fallard in the corner for Lane for three, and he got it.
Big shot for Devontae Lane.
11-7, the lead for Iowa City West. 4:04 remaining in the first quarter.
Again, quick ball movement by West against the zone that time, set up the open three.
Hinkle sets the offense between the circles, dribbles to the right of the circle, gives off to Crowley. Now Skinner for three from the left wing, rounded out, rebounded by Devontae Lane. Devontae Lane back the other way for the Trojans, top of the key. Gets a screen from Disterhoff, left wing Connor McCaffrey for three, and he got it!
We talked about the shooting. They hit their first two against Kennedy. I think they hit their first three against Newton. Two of three here from three to start for West.
14-7, the lead for Iowa City West. Hinkle on the left wing. Top of the key to Curry. Curry, a little high-low action. Ball stolen away by Devontae Lane. Tipped by Ono Fallard. Now Ono Fallard on the right wing. Patrick McCaffrey in the corner. Return pass to Ono Fallard, who swings the top of the key. Now into the corner for Disterhoff. Disterhoff, left corner, dribbles to the left wing. Gives off to Connor McCaffrey. Now right wing for Devontae Lane. Devontae Lane to the top of the key. Now Ono Fallard on the left wing. Gets a screen from Connor McCaffrey. Gives it off to Patrick McCaffrey. Now in the corner to Disterhoff. Feeds the left block to Connor McCaffrey. Goes up with the left hand. Lays it up and in off the glass. 16-7, the Iowa City West lead. Now Patrick McCaffrey with a steal on the other end. He's fouled in the backcourt by Reese Skinner. The Iowa City West fans come alive on the far sideline. Their team has a 9-point early lead with 2:47 remaining. And a timeout is taken, a full timeout on the court. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to the 4A State Championship game on KGYM.
Rebound comes out to Hooley for the win. 1.6 left. Minute and a half to go. Selden drives the lane, circling. Puts up a desperation shot and rolls in.
Good from just outside the free throw line with 2.5 to go. Oh, my goodness. My goodness.
They are ready. We are ready for the greatest rivalry in college basketball.
What a game and what a scene tonight. There was a lot of hype, and it's lived up to the hype.
Watford for the win! Yes! Yes!
Oh, unbelievable!
Let's it go!
College basketball on ESPN Radio.
16-7, the Iowa City West lead. 2:47 remaining here in the first quarter. Welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. Alex Kuhn alongside Ryan Merkin. Out of the timeout, Evan Flitz and Hakeem Odunsi have checked into the lineup for the Trojans. And Carter Frey checks into the Tiger lineup. Iowa City West attacking from left to right. Side out situation out of the timeout. Right in front of us, we're here courtside at the Well. So far, Ryan, the offense for Iowa City West has gotten pretty much everything, every good look that they want.
Absolutely. Good ball movement against the zone. And we didn't talk about it in the intro, Alex, but you know, last year you get into that game against a team that you know wants to slow it down. A couple shots don't go. All of a sudden you're maybe pressing a little bit. Really free-flowing offense from West here and just look confident.
West 7 of 10 from the field to begin the game. Devontae Lane now right wing to Flitz, top of the key to Patrick McCaffrey. Now Dunsey, top of the key, gives off to Devontae Lane, who resets. He's picked up by Curry. Devontae Lane to the left of the circle, feeds the block to Connor McCaffrey, back out to Lane. Now McCaffrey on the left wing, guarded by Hinkle. Gets it to Devontae Lane, top of the key, three off the back of the iron, rebound taken down by Fry. Fry outlet to Hinkle. Forecourt left on the right wing, Hinkle. Gives it to Crowley on the right side. He takes Patrick McCaffrey, backs him down, goes up with the right hand, gets a shot block, gets the rebound, goes back up, and gets fouled by McCaffrey in the process. He'll shoot two from the free throw line.
He's really playing with a lot of confidence right now. He's just trying to finish everything strong around the basket. Was really, really played well in the two games here. Had the game winner against Des Moines North in the first round.
So another timeout on the court with 2:04 remaining, and we're going to keep it right here. 16-7, the Iowa City West lead. And, Ryan, want to get back to this offense for Iowa City West. They knew the 2-3 zone was coming. You talk about maybe last year it's a little bit of a shock to them seeing a team for the first time in a couple of seasons. They're getting Devontae Lane in the middle of that zone, and he is kind of the fulcrum of this offense right now, getting people open looks.
Well, against a zone like that, the jump shots are going to be there, and there's a difference between taking the jump shot that's in the coaches always talk about in the flow of the offense and the flow of the offense. But what they've done is they've gotten the ball into the middle and then worked everything back out, you know, and then gotten those jump shots that way. And the jump shot from or the three pointer from Lane in the corner was a wide open look. The jump shots they have haven't been forced. It hasn't been, you know, we've had the ball for 20 or 30 seconds and we're just looking to get a shot up. They've all been in the flow of what they're doing, and they're shooting with confidence, which is a really big thing, especially in the biggest game of the year.
Devontae Lane with 5 points, 2 of 5 from the field, has an assist. Nate Disterhoff with 7 early points for Iowa City West. Disterhoff comes into the game. Oh, he's scoring well above his average right now. Nate Disterhoff averaging 3.5 points per game. He has 7 early points. 2 for Patrick McCaffrey, 2 for Connor McCaffrey for West Des Moines Valley. Austin Hinkle has 3. Charlie Crowley has 2. And Quentin Curry has 2. Charlie Crowley will step to the free throw line to try to add to that total out of the timeout. We had a little bit longer TV timeouts here this evening than we've had in the quarterfinal and the semifinal round. Crowley steps to the free throw line. He is a 67% free throw shooter, makes the first.
It's a big stretch here for West Des Moines Valley. You get down, you know, by 9 points right away, and they go right inside to their big guy, and he gets the first one of the 2 free throws.
Crowley's second free throw is good. 16-9, the West lead. 2 minutes remaining in the first quarter. Connor McCaffrey picked up by Hinkle, hands off to Devontae Lane. Now left wing for Flitz. Flitz, right wing for Connor McCaffrey in the corner for Patrick. Patrick dribbles out top the key, gives off to Lane. Now left wing for Connor. Connor dribbles top the key, gives to Flitz. Now in the corner for Devontae Lane. Devontae Lane back to Flitz, top the key. Now Patrick McCaffrey left wing. West with being very, very patient. Lane back to Patrick McCaffrey. Now Connor top the key, gets a screen from O'Dunsey. Picked up by Hinkle. Connor McCaffrey to O'Dunsey. Now Flitz on the left wing. To Connor on the right wing. Right block to O'Dunsey. Now Patrick, step back three from the right corner. Around and out. Rebound taken down by Curry.
He talks about what West needs to do on offense, but some of it, too, is Valley's just really, really good on defense as well.
Dennis, top of the key to Hinkle, and Devontae Lane going for the steal. Picks up the foul. A little bit of a collision there between Hinkle and Lane. So a side-out situation upcoming for Valley.
Certainly don't want Devontae Lane in foul trouble, but that's one of those things. We talked about the tempo and maybe taking some chances early and trying to get out and run a little bit. That's a foul that, you know, you can live with a little bit.
Austin Hinkle checks out. Luke Supel running the point now for the Tigers. Right wing for Frey. Fry in the corner for Curry. Curry picked up by O'Dunsey. Curry goes baseline, goes up with the right hand, gets his shot blocked. Rebound taken down by Flitz. It was blocked by Patrick McCaffrey. Connor back the other way. Sets the offense between the circles. Slows things down. Right wing hands off to Lane. Now Patrick McCaffrey top of the key. Lane gathers it on the right wing to Patrick. Iowa City West playing very methodical in the half court. Lane goes baseline. Now short corner right. In the middle of the paint. Kicks out to O'Dunsey. O'Dunsey into the short corner. Gives back to Lane top of the key. Lane to Patrick. Flitz. Flitz. Backdoor feed to O'Dunsey as the ball's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Valley.
You see West trying to get into the center of that zone again. That time it was Flitz trying to put it on the floor and get there, but they want to operate out of the middle of that.
So baseline inbound play upcoming for West into Lane. Lane to Patrick McCaffrey, who slows down and resets the offense. Connor now between the circles. 10 seconds remaining in the first quarter. West with a 7-point lead. Connor McCaffrey with 5. Now Devontae Lane with the ball. 3 seconds. Lane fires up a 3 at the buzzer. It's off the mark, and that's how we end the first quarter of play. Iowa City West with a 16-9 lead in this Class 4A state championship. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to state championship basketball on KGYM.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
You could win $500 in the I'm On Communications KGYM Bracket Challenge. Get details now at KGYMradio.com. I'm On Communications, your local choice for internet, cable TV, and phone.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
We've played 8 minutes in this Class 4A state championship game. The Iowa City West Trojans have a 16-9 lead over the West Des Moines Valley Tigers. Alex Kuhnel alongside Ryan Merkin. Ryan, Iowa City West started out 7 of 10. They working the ball in the middle of that zone. Valley made an adjustment defensively. They've missed their last three shots at Hez West.
Yeah, we're obviously talking a lot about Iowa City West. There's a reason that Valley's playing for their third championship in 4 years, too. They're so good at what they do on defense. I mean, they're not going to let some hot shooting get them out of what they're doing, and they've just kind of stuck with it, and, you know, they're right in the game at 16-9.
Sabian Sims has checked into the game. Connor McCaffrey to begin the second quarter. Now Onofalard on the left wing. He gets in the corner to Disterhoff to Onofalard. His pass way over the head of Onofalard, who gathers it in the backcourt. That will be an over-and-back violation, and West Des Moines Valley will get possession of the basketball. So 7 of 13 for Iowa City West in that first quarter. 3 of 10 shooting are the Valley Tigers. Austin Hinkle has checked back into the game. Top of the key picked up by Devontae Lane. Now a switch as Dennis hands back off to Hinkle. Hinkle drives left of the lane, goes up with the right hand, gets fouled, and the ball nearly went up off the glass and in. So Hinkle will step to the free throw line to shoot two. Patrick McCaffrey at the scorer's table. The foul goes against Devontae Lane. That's his second. Having a little conversation with the official right now as Hinkle makes the first free throw. And Patrick McCaffrey will check in for Devontae Lane.
I mentioned that you know that first foul as he goes for the steal maybe isn't that bad of a foul at the time. Now it's a lot worse when he picks up two with 7:31 left in the first half still.
Hinkle misses the second. Rebound by Connor McCaffrey. 16-10 the West lead. Connor sets the offense. 2-3, a little 2-3 zone here. Now man-to-man defense from Valley. McCaffrey left wing for Onofalard. High post gives off to Sims. Sims gets a high screen from McCaffrey. Now at the elbow, Onofalard in the corner for Patrick McCaffrey. Patrick dribbles out on the right wing. Hands off to Connor. Connor resets the offense. Will hand back off to Patrick. Top of the key, Sims left wing for Onofalard. Onofalard dribbles back out top of the key in the corner for Sims. Sims to Connor. Connor is checked at the top of the key, and a foul is going to be called on Nate Dennis. So a baseline inbound play upcoming for Iowa City West.
Valley switched into a man-to-man that possession. We'll see if they put a zone on here for the baseline out-of-bounds play.
Connor is the trigger man. Gets it tipped, and Onofalard is taken away by Nate Dennis. Onofalard tried to save it, gives off to Curry, who lays it up and in with the left hand. The lead is back to 4 for Iowa City West.
Really good play over there to steal it, keep it in bounds. Then Valley just getting out, and they're getting points in transition there.
Connor McCaffrey into the corner for Sims. Sims left block, Disterhoff. Disterhoff backdoor feed to Patrick McCaffrey, who elevates and slams it home with two hands.
A nice wraparound pass by Nate Disterhoff. He's been really good here early.
Hinkle pulls up from 3 off the front of the iron. Connor with the rebound. Connor McCaffrey back the other way. Gets on the right wing. Looking for a high screen, instead swings it left wing for Onofalard in the corner for Patrick McCaffrey. Patrick McCaffrey drives the lane, goes up with the right hand. He's fouled.
After a couple possessions without the good ball movement, West moved it really well those last two times on the trip. It ends up in a dunk and then a couple of free throws.
So Patrick McCaffrey will step to the free throw line, a 6'7 sophomore. He is a 70% free throw shooter, misses the first. So Luke Supel and Carter Fry check back into the Valley lineup. Austin Hinkle and Nate Dennis will take a seat. Nate Disterhoff takes a seat for West. Hakeem Odunsi checks back into the Trojan lineup. Patrick McCaffrey makes one of two. 19-12, the West lead. Fry on the right wing, shot fake, drives across the lane, goes up with the right hand, and he knocks down the little 5-foot runner.
This lineup is about as big as West can get with Sims, Odunsi, Patrick McCaffrey, and Connor McCaffrey all out there, all over 6'6".
Connor McCaffrey Now Onofilard on the left wing. Top of the key, Sims. Sims to Odunsi on the left wing. Fires up a three. Off the iron. Rebound taken down by Patrick McCaffrey. Kept alive. Now Connor McCaffrey backs out on the left wing. Into the corner for Sims. Sims being guarded by Fry. Size mismatch there. Gives up to Connor McCaffrey. Connor on the left elbow. Backs out between the circles. Dribbles to the left wing. Gives off to Patrick. Patrick top of the key. 5:13 remaining as West resets. Now Connor between the circles. 19-14, the Trojan lead. Connor McCaffrey picked up by Luke Supel. High post to Patrick. Patrick guarded by Curry. Looks for Connor and a foul. No. Travel is going to be called on Patrick McCaffrey. And he is not happy. And now a timeout on the floor. 19-14, the Iowa City West lead. 4:57 remaining in the first half. We'll step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to the Class 4A State Championship game on KGYM.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand, your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertin and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertin and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
19-14, the Iowa City West lead over West Des Moines Valley with 4:57 remaining in the first half. Alex Kuhn alongside Ryan Merkin here courtside at Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. 8 of 15 is Iowa City West, shooting 53% from the floor here in the first half. Valley 5 of 13, 38.5%. Valley 1 of 5 from beyond the arc. Iowa City West 2 of 7. Out of the timeout, Valley gets possession of the basketball, back trailing by 5. We've seen both teams, well, Valley switched from that 2-3 to man. Iowa City West playing strictly man-to-man defense so far here this evening. Austin Hinkle is checked back in the game. He's picked up by Patrick McCaffrey, top of the key. Hinkle right wing for Fry. Fry guarded by Connor. Fry gets a high screen from Crowley, gives back off to Hinkle between the circles. Hinkle dribbles to the left of the circle, top of the key for Skinner. Skinner attacks the basket. In the short corner, he'll back out on the right wing. Skinner, crossover dribble, short corner. Trapped in the corner by Odunsi. The ball taken by Crowley and thrown off the backboard, stolen away by Sabian Sims.
Really good defensive possession there for West.
Connor McCaffrey in the corner for Patrick. Patrick dribbles back out and gives back to his brother Connor. 2-3 zone here for Valley. Odunsi standing in the middle. Sims now on the left wing, top of the key, Onofilard. Onofilard to Odunsi, right wing for Connor McCaffrey for three, off the mark. Rebound taken down by Skinner. Skinner pass stolen away by Connor. Connor has a wide open layup, and he lays it up and in. He's fouled by Curry. He slowed down just a second to the point where it looked like Curry was going to have a chance for the block. He laid it up with the left hand. It rolled around on the rim. It fell, and Curry picks up the foul.
Both these teams, after such good defense for so long, you see both these teams eager to get out and run in transition. Valley just got a little bit ahead of themselves with the outlet pass that time, and Connor McCaffrey was there and then made him pay.
Connor, an 82% free throw shooter. He completes the three-point play. 8-point lead for West. 3:49 remaining in the first half. Hinkle hands off to Fry, who gives off to Skinner. Back to Hinkle between the circles. He attacks right of the lane. Lays it up off the glass. He's fouled by Disterhoff. It was a scoop layup from about 5 feet, and they're going to get Disterhoff with a foul, and Hinkle will step to the free throw line.
Good job of just kind of anticipating that contact and getting into the shooting motion by Hinkle to get something up off the glass.
Hinkle, an 82% free throw shooter, makes the first. So Luke Supel will return to the Tiger lineup. Reese Skinner will take a breather. Hinkle misses the second. Rebound by Disterhoff. Disterhoff with 7 points and 3 rebounds here in the first half. Ono Fillard on the left wing. Into the corner for Nate Disterhoff. Back to Ono Fillard. Now right wing for Connor McCaffrey. Ono Fillard on the left wing. Skip pass in the corner to Patrick. Patrick dribbles back out on the right wing and gives off to Connor. High on the right side. He'll back up and reset. Once again, zone defense here for Valley. Disterhoff in the corner. Top of the key, Ono Fillard. Right wing now, Patrick McCaffrey in the corner. Top of the key for Connor McCaffrey. Left wing, Ono Fillard. In the middle to O'Dunsey. Turnaround 10-foot jumper off the back of the iron. Rebound taken down by Curry. Curry leads the rush back the other way for Valley. On the left wing, picked up by O'Dunsey. Tacks right of the lane, goes up with the right hand. He draws the foul. Did they call that a continuation? No signal yet from the officials.
They're going to count it.
They're going to count it. Wow.
West got a good shot on the other end in the middle of the zone. Again, it was O'Dunsey. Couldn't get it, and then Curry is able to finish take the contact and finish again. They count it.
So another timeout on the floor with 2:52 remaining here in the first half. We'll step aside, 22-15, the Iowa City West lead. We'll step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid AIR is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid AIR has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The AIR offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. 3 environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010. 1-800-758-2010.
22-15, the lead for Iowa City West. A little scoring correction. The official, when he was going to the scorer's table, says that the flat foul was on the floor. The Valley fans are right behind us. They thought that the official was signaling that the basket counted. The index finger pointing towards the floor means that the foul was occurred on the floor. That,
he fooled me, too, because as they were kind of discussing it, they broke their little huddle, and he pointed to the floor, and he kind of did it emphatically, like with one hand, almost like he was saying, count the basket, and I believe what he was saying was that's on the floor, which makes more sense after watching it live.
So out of the timeout, Valley has a baseline inbound play. They trail 22-15 with 2:52 remaining in the first half. Hinkle will inbound the ball. Gets it to Curry on the top of the key. Disterhoff against Curry, and they're going to call a travel on Curry, who went left of the lane. That's going to be a turnover, and West will get possession of the basketball. 2:47 remaining in the first half. Connor McCaffrey, forecourt right. Left wing for Patrick McCaffrey. Swings it right wing to Disterhoff. Now in the corner to McCaffrey. Patrick dribbles across the lane, kicks it left wing for Flitz for three, and he knocks it down.
Almost a 50% three-point shooter this year. This is his first at the state tournament, and came at kind of a big time here for West.
Hinkle quickly the other way. Crowley gets his pocket picked, and the ball trickles out of bounds. Last touch, I believe, by Ono Fillard. So a side-out situation upcoming for Valley. Ball inbounded to Hinkle, top of the key, picked up by Flitz. Hinkle attacks left of the lane, gets short corner, top of the key now for Curry. Curry, right of the lane, goes up with the right hand, and he's going to get fouled by Disterhoff. So he'll step to the line to shoot two. Curry looked like he might have gotten away with a little bit of a left arm extension.
Crowley and Curry together can cause so many problems for you. They like to get that high-low going a little bit, or the look, the appearance of the high-low, where they put Curry at the high post, Crowley at the low post. They can feed each other, or most of the time what they like to do is get Curry moving to the basket. He's so athletic, you know, able to plays like that, you know, a couple dribbles hard to the basket and uses strength to go up.
So Disterhoff checks out. He has two fouls. O'Duncy back into the lineup. Curry, second free throw off the mark. Tipped out of bounds. Last touch by Curry. Flitz was in the area. But the official, a lot closer than we were, rules that it was last touch by Quentin Curry. So West with a basketball and a nine-point lead. 2:05 remaining in the first half. McCaffrey on the right wing. Into the corner now. Give and go. Patrick McCaffrey loses the handle.
Good idea.
Frey back into the front court. Right of the lane. Spins over his left shoulder. Goes up with the right hand. The shot goes. He gets fouled.
Really good move. Valley needs somebody else to kind of get going a little bit with West focusing on the big guys. They're trying to take away what they're trying to do with their two big plays, and that was, or big guys, and that was a big play for them. They try to hang around here, Alex, or stay within striking distance in the final 2 minutes of the first half.
Carter Frye makes the free throw, completes the three-point play. Six-point lead for West. 1:50 remaining in the first half. Connor McCaffrey slowly walks the ball up the court. Dribbles top of the key, guarded by Hinkle. Swings it left wing to Flitz. Now Patrick McCaffrey faces up in the short corner. Dribbles, gives it off to Flitz. Right wing three on the way, and he knocks down his second three of the first half. The lead is back to nine for West.
No hesitation from Flitz. Caught it in rhythm, shot it in rhythm. Looks confident doing it.
Fry's entry pass to Crowley is tipped out of bounds by Isaiah Onofalard. So a baseline inbound play upcoming for Valley with 1:21 remaining in the first half. Ball inbounded to Curry, top of the key. Curry gives off to Hinkle, who resets and slows things down between the circles. 1:15 remaining in the first half. Curry goes up with the right hand on the right block, lays it up and in, gets fouled. And shows some emotion trying to get the crowd going. Connor McCaffrey picks up the foul.
You know where Valley's going to go with it when they need baskets. They're going to Crowley and Curry.
So Connor McCaffrey with two fouls. He's going to have to check out of the game. With a minute and 11 seconds remaining in the first half, we'll see what the strategy is here. Coach Bergman has been known to play for the last shot in a situation like this. Maybe too much time on the clock, but O'Duncy is going to run the point. So Lane and McCaffrey out of the game. O'Duncy stands at center court and plays catch with Onofalard. O'Duncy left wing for Patrick McCaffrey into the corner for Flitz. Now Patrick McCaffrey on the right block. Across the lane, kicks it in the corner. Onofalard for three, and he knocks it down from range. Isaiah Onofalard gets West back to a nine-point lead. Now Frye on the other end for three, no good. Rebound kept alive by Frye, and he's checked at the top of the key by Onofalard.
We talked at the top about the different shooters they have. More shooters, more options. Evan Flitz and Isaiah Onofalard with 3 three-pointers here in the second quarter for West High.
So now a 1-1. So a two-shot situation for Frye. The first one's good. With 36 seconds remaining, and now you really have to assume that Iowa City West will play for the last shot on their next possession. Frye's second free throw is good. So 31-24 the West lead. 36 seconds remaining here in the first half. Lane and Connor McCaffrey on the bench with two fouls. Onofalard and O'Duncy kind of running the point here for West.
Connor McCaffrey sat down with that second foul with 1:08 left. They get a three. Valley gets a couple free throws, but if you can hold and take the last shot here and outscore him by a point in that final 1:08 without your senior point guard, it's not a bad sequence for Iowa City West.
Onofalard and O'Duncy playing catch. Now 19 seconds remaining as they continue to play catch. Now Flitz short corner, Sims, backdoor feed, layup good for Sabian Sims.
You're okay not getting the last shot when you have a sequence like that.
7 seconds remaining. Hinkle to the free throw line. Attacks right of the line. Gets his shot blocked. Onofalard back the other way into the front court. Layup at the buzzer. It's up and good. 34-24. The Iowa City West lead at the half. They go on a scoring run without their two leading scorers, both on the bench with two fouls. We're going to step aside here in a second.
I said you'd be happy about final 68 seconds outscoring them 3-2 if you missed the last shot. Instead, they get four points in the final 13 seconds there. You outscore them 7-2 over the last 68 seconds without Lane and McCaffrey on the floor.
A 10-point lead for West at the half. We're going to step aside for 3 minutes. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Oh, I'm ready. Ready as anybody can be.
I'm Beth. I'm a service rep for Cintas, and I help businesses get ready. Ready for the unpredictable workday, bad weather, a sudden fire, or a rush of customers. Cintas is your source for fresh mats, crisp uniforms, cleaning programs, safety solutions, and fire protection. Will you be ready today? Get started at Cintas.com. Cintas, ready for the workday.
I'm ready for you. Hope you're ready for me.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
If your wiper blades are worn and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $8 instantly on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Improve visibility and save money with Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, take advantage of our free wiper blade installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Wesley had IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Coming after my house, my car. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
Wesley called Optima Tax Relief.
Oh, they were great people. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-TAX-3181. 800-TAX-3181.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports, like you, with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great.
And we want to help you get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
You could win $500 in the I'm On Communications KGYM Bracket Challenge. Get details now at KGYMradio.com. I'm On Communications, your local choice for internet, cable TV, and phone.
Welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. Alex Kuhn alongside Ryan Merkin. 34-24 is the lead for the Trojans at the half in this Class 4A state championship game. A rematch of last season's state championship game in which the Valley Tigers came away with a 46-39 victory over Iowa City West. The West Trojans come in with a record of 22-3, looking for their sixth state championship in school history. Bring in Ryan Merkin, who sits to my right. And Ryan, it was an interesting first half for Iowa City West. The 2-3 zone, they knew it was coming from West Des Moines Valley. Early on, Devontae Lane got in the middle of it, did a good job of creating shots for everybody else. Nate Disterhoff had 7 first half points, and then Devontae Lane got in foul trouble, and Connor McCaffrey, they both had to sit the remainder of the second, or excuse me, of that second quarter, the first half. But then at the end of the first half, Iowa City West, without both of their ball handlers, goes on a 7-2 scoring run.
Of course, just the way that you imagined
just
it.
Just
right?
How you draw it up, just how Steve Bergman drew it up, right?
Right. And, you know, I mentioned at one point that they'd gone to that big lineup. I hadn't seen that from them a lot this year. I've seen them, you know, quite a few times. But they have that big lineup where they have Sims and Odunze out there together. I say big lineup. Every lineup's a little bit of a big lineup when you have a 6'6 point guard in high school. But they had both McCaffrey brothers out there with Odunze and Savion Sims. Shortly after that, coming out of a timeout, Evan Flitz comes in. They run some action out of against the 2-3 zone to get him a three. You get him going a little bit. Then he catches another one again in good rhythm from the inside-out action in the zone. Two big shots from Evan Flitz. And that was really kind of the lift that they needed there as Valley was getting some points going to the basket.
And on the defensive end for Iowa City West, did a pretty good job. Quentin Curry had 8 first-half points, but Charlie Crowley, who has been a man amongst boys here in this state tournament, only had 4 first-half points. I think the length a little bit of Iowa City West giving Valley a little bit of trouble.
I agree. Patrick McCaffrey, a couple of early blocks, and when you get that, you know, he's so long, such long arms, you know, and jumping ability and everything, you get that a little bit with those big guys, and then you're always kind of looking over your shoulder. He started out on, you know, I think he was guarding Hinkle a lot early when they were in man-to-man, and when you have him kind of lurking behind those post guys playing that help side defense, they're kind of always looking around for that guy for the block shot. But, you know, Crowley with two shot attempts in the first half. Those guys are going to get their points, Alex. I mean, you know that. You just have to control them a little bit, and West did a really good job of that. And the biggest stat on that, I think, is, you know, I have West out-rebounding them right now, you know, by 5, or the stats have them, I think, at 13-5, and that's absolutely a win for West High when you can out-rebound a team like West Des Moines Valley for 16 minutes.
We talked about it before the broadcast, off the air, that I asked you, for Iowa City West to win this game, what needs to happen? And you said the rebounding total needs to be, you're not going to say that Iowa City West needs to rebound or win the rebound total, but it needs to be close. 13-8 in the first half.
Right. And when you asked me that question, I was inclined to say they need to out-rebound them.
Right.
But when you look at what Valley does and the way they play, you know, they could win the game without out-rebounding them. But I think the way I phrased it to you then was, you know, it needs to be even, or it needs to be close to even, or they need to really compete with them on the glass. I mean, to out-rebound them, you know, 13-5, and really, you know, 3 offensive rebounds for Valley is maybe the bigger stat. You know, West gave up, out-rebounded Kennedy, I think, by 6 in the semifinals. We gave up 11 offensive rebounds in the first half. And I know Coach Bergman wasn't happy about that. Get 3 offensive rebounds to a team that rebounds the ball as good as West Des Moines Valley does, and to out-rebound them, you know, 13-8. That's a big stat for West in the first 16 minutes.
So let's go over the first half totals. First for West Des Moines Valley. Austin Hinkle with 5 points. He was 1 of 6 from the field. Charlie Crowley with 4 points, 1 of 2 from the field. Quentin Curry, 3 of 5 from the field with 8 points. Luke Supel came off the bench. As did Noah Samples. They were held scoreless. And Carter Fry coming off the bench, providing some offensive output for West Des Moines Valley with 7 bench points for the Tigers. And for Iowa City West, scoring all over the place. Devontae Lane, the second leading scorer on this team with 5 first-half points. He had an assist, 2 rebounds. Nate Disterhoff, averaging 3.5 points per game, has 7 first-half points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists, but he does have 2 fouls. Patrick McCaffrey with 5 points. He is 2 of 4 from the field. Connor McCaffrey also with 5 points. Also look out that he has 2 fouls along with Devontae Lane. Isaiah Ono-Fillard is 2 of 2 from the field with 4 points. And Evan Flitz was one of the keys to that first half. Coming off the bench, and Ryan, you mentioned it, nearly a 50% three-point shooter on the season, had not made a three-point shot in the tournament, hadn't really attempted very many, makes his first 2 three-point attempts.
Yeah, Evan Flitz, he's the quarterback of the football team. You know, he's such a confident kid. But he's a guy that you can put in there, and I mean, that was his thing to do today, you could tell, was to get himself open against the zone, make himself available, make himself open, create passing lanes. Did a really good job of it, and he's such a confident kid with the way he shoots it, and he should be. I mean, he shoots almost 50%, but, you know, a miss or two isn't going to really throw him off his game if he's out there to kind of be that zone buster. He hits his first one, and then he shot the second one with such confidence. I think he would have been shocked if it didn't go in.
Evan Flitz, as you mentioned, the quarterback for the state runner-up football team, and was probably playing as well as anybody in the area quarterback down the stretch. He improved so much during the season. Whatever role you put him in, you know he's capable.
Right, he's just one of those kids that's a winner. You know, I mean, he loves to compete, And you mentioned, I think he was 0 for 1. I think he took one shot against Kennedy and missed three. So he goes out there in the first round against Newton, and what they're getting on offense, he didn't really have to shoot. He didn't force anything. He's obviously out there to shoot, but they run something for him today. It looked like they ran something for him, or at least talked about off that zone, getting a jump shot for him, and he knocks it down. And that was a big, big, big boost for them, maybe confidence-wise more than anything else, Alex. We talked about it. You play a team that you scored 39 points against, I think, last year, and you know how they want to play. You know they're going to pack it in. When you know all that, it kind of wears on you a little bit when your shots don't go in, maybe. And West did a good job of attacking the zone early, getting the shots they wanted. And then, you know, you can say they did a good job of making shots. Everything looks better when you make jump shots.
Another thing that you predicted or said had to go right for Iowa City West was the bench play in the sense defense. Hakeem Odunsi has come into the game and blocked two shots.
Right. And it's been everybody. And that's really been kind of a surprise. You look at the semifinals, you know, 48 of 61 points from West came from their guys that score points for them. I mean, Devontae Lane, Connor McCaffrey, and Patrick McCaffrey score points. That's what they do, and they've done it all year. So you get 13 points from your other guys in the semifinals. And today, everybody's got between 5 and 7 points. And then, like you said, not just the points, but, you know, we haven't mentioned him. And how good was Nate Dysterhoff in the first in the first quarter? And I really, you know, got himself open again, created a passing lane for somebody to find him against the zone, didn't just stand still, did a really good job of playing defense in the first quarter on some different guys, and then had a really nice wraparound assist for a Patrick McCaffrey dunk that was big at the time, too.
One thing we didn't mention, late in that first half, Patrick McCaffrey was matched up on Austin Hinkle. They went man-to-man, and they put Patrick McCaffrey, a 6'7 forward, we'll call him a wing player, for Iowa City West, on a 6-foot point guard.
You love to look at the matchups in the high school game as far as, you know, how what you're going to do offensively and what you can kind of exploit offensively. And you've seen that from West a lot this week, and I saw it a lot late in the season. Is Connor McCaffrey really improved his ability to play with his back to the basket some. And, you know, you think, oh, we have a height advantage, we'll post this guy up. But a lot of point guards don't have any idea how to catch the ball with the back of their basket, go over one shoulder or the other shoulder. He's really done a good job with that, and they did it a lot against Kennedy when they're trying to guard him with Jackson Foley. And, but defensively, with the way that West can be versatile on defense with guys like Patrick McCaffrey, who guarded the other team's point guard tonight and can guard their center, and then when you bring guys off the bench like Odunsi and like Sabian Sims, and then you have other guys like a Nate Dysterhoff. I mean, Nate Dysterhoff can guard, you know, a lot of different positions too, and you've seen him on Curry, which I thought was an interesting matchup. You've seen West moving different guys around based on what Valley is maybe trying to get into or who they're trying to work their offense through.
Both teams have taken the floor. We are just about 2.5 minutes from tip-off, or excuse me, tip-off, from the beginning of the second half of play. 34-24, the Iowa City West lead over West Des Moines Valley. Team stats from the first half. West Des Moines Valley, 7 of 17 from the field. That's good for 41%, 1 of 5 from beyond the arc. They were 9 of 12 from the free throw line for Iowa City West. 61% from the field, 14 of 23, 4 of 10 from beyond the arc. And they shot just 3 free throws. They were 2 for 3. What we're going to do is we're going to step aside for 90 seconds and be back with the second half of play in this Class 4A state championship game. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
Rebound comes out to Hooley for the win. 1.6 left. Minute and a half to go. Selden drives the lane, circling. Puts up a desperation shot and rolls in.
Good! From just outside the free throw line with 2.5 to go. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
They are ready. We are ready for the greatest rivalry in college basketball.
What a game and what a scene tonight. There was a lot of hype, and it's lived up to the hype. And it's lived up to the hype. And it's lived up to the hype.
Watford for the win. Yes!
Basketball on ESPN Radio.
You could win $500 in the I'm On Communications KGYM Bracket Challenge. Get details now at KGYMradio.com. I'm On Communications, your local choice for internet, cable TV, and phone.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM, KZIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. Alex Kuhn alongside Ryan Merkin for this Class 4A State Championship game. We are about ready to begin the second half of play. Iowa City West, the number one seed, has a 34-24 lead over the number two seed in this state tournament, the West Des Moines Valley Tigers. And Ryan, another thing that I wanted to mention before we get going here in the second half is the pace. We talked about that coming into the game. Iowa City West wants to get out and run, but they've done a good job in the half-court set of being patient and getting an open shot and making the open shot.
Right. And I said it earlier, you know, everything looks good when shots go in, but they've done a really good job and maybe more prepared. I don't know if the coach would agree with that, but they've done a really good job against the zone, and then Valley's gone to some man, and they've executed well when they've switched to the man. And they've done a really good job of recognizing, I think, what Valley's in and then getting into what they want to get into against that certain defense, which seems like an easy thing to do, but Valley does a good job sometimes of disguising what they're going to do and then really, really alternating what they're in. They can get into what they want to get into on defense quickly, and Wes has done a good job of recognizing and then getting the shots they want to get.
Valley will begin the second half of play with the basketball, attacking left to right. Starting lineup for Valley in the game: Hinkle, Skinner, Curry, Crowley, and the ball stolen away by Devontae Lane. West out of the second half, out of the first half break, gets away the steal. Ona Fallard, top of the key three, off the mark. Rebound taken down by Crowley. Nate Dennis, the other. Wow. Connor McCaffrey coming flying into us on the other end as the ball was tipped out of bounds, almost took Ryan's head off there. 7:35 remaining here in the third quarter. Hinkle, top of the key. Swings it left to Skinner. Patrick McCaffrey at the top of the key tips the pass, but Hinkle gathers it between the circles. Curry trying to work on the elbow, instead he backs down as the ball tipped out of bounds. That was last touch, almost, but it looked like Reese Skinner tipped it out of bounds. Devontae Lane was trying to get the officials' attention, saying that it was touched by Skinner. Instead, they rule it was touched by Lane, so Valley keeps possession.
West into that 1-3-1 that we saw a little bit of against Kennedy.
Curry on the elbow, backdoor feed to Skinner, goes up with the left hand, shot off the marks. Curry skies for the rebound, his follow is up and good, and he gets fouled. So he'll head to the line to shoot the one free throw and try to complete a three-point play.
Exactly what Valley needed to get going here. Start the second half.
Disterhoff picks up his third foul. Disterhoff, Connor McCaffrey, Patrick McCaffrey, Isaiah Onofillard, and Devontae Lane, the five for Iowa City West. Quentin Curry steps to the free throw line, and he makes the free throw. Back to a seven-point game. 7 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Connor into the front court. He's guarded by Hinkle. Sets the offense, gets a high screen from Patrick. Dribbles left of the lane, goes up with the left hand, gets fouled as his shot goes off the glass, misses to the right, but he'll step to the line to shoot two.
Just got a little bit of a crease there and was able to get to the rim. Nothing. It's 6'6". There's not a lot you can do there when he gets that close to the basket with a full head of steam.
So Connor McCaffrey, an 82.5% free throw shooter, steps to the free throw line. And he makes the first. McCaffrey, as we mentioned, with two fouls, has 8 points here this evening. One of one, that was his first free throw, so now he's 2 for 2. Back to a 9-point lead for West, 36-27. Hinkle to the top of the key, now dribbles right of the circle to Curry between the circles. Curry attacks right of the lane, gets his pocket pick by Disterhoff, taken away by McCaffrey. Connor back the other way. Connor slows things down, sets the offense on the right wing, will give off to Devontae Lane. Now Ona Fallard back to Patrick McCaffrey on the right wing. Attacks the elbow, picks it up in the short corner, gets it back out to Connor. High screen from Patrick. Connor to the elbow, into the corner for Disterhoff. Now Lane, pull up 15-foot jumper. Nothing but the bottom of the net.
Really good answer from West. Valley comes out, gets the early three-point play. West with four straight to answer it.
38-27, the West lead. Now Skinner on the left wing. 1-3-1 zone with Patrick McCaffrey at the top. Skinner on the left wing gets the ball kicked as he threw a bounce pass towards Curry between the circles. So a side out, out of bounds, inbounds play upcoming for Valley. Curry inbounds it into the backcourt to Hinkle. This is the first kind of 1-3-1 zone action we've seen this evening from Iowa City West. Hinkle on the right wing. Pass to Curry, top of the key. Now corner, the three on the way, off the back iron, out of the hands of Dennis. Rebound taken down by Patrick McCaffrey. Now Connor into the front court. Gets a screen from Patrick, right wing, Ono Fullard into the corner for Devontae Lane. Devontae Lane, right corner, swings it, top of the key for Patrick McCaffrey, who backs out. 5:34 remaining in the third quarter. West with an 11-point lead. Now Connor, right corner three, and he knocks it down.
7-0 run for West after Valley started the half with a three-point play by Curry.
Hinkle, now Skinner back to Hinkle. Hinkle left wing. Cross-court pass to Curry. Back to Hinkle on the left wing for three. And he knocks it down from range. So 41-30, the Iowa City West lead. 5:05 remaining. Third quarter. Connor McCaffrey left wing. Now Patrick McCaffrey in the corner. Patrick behind the back dribble. Swings it top the key to Ono Fullard. Now Devontae Lane for three on the right wing. Off the front of the iron. Patrick McCaffrey saves it. Now top of the key. Tipped it away from Dennis. Into the corner. Connor McCaffrey left wing. Three off the mark. Curry pulls down the rebound for Valley. Outlet to Hinkle. Hinkle to Dennis. Nearly gets his pass pick. He drives across the lane. Gives it off to Skinner, who drives baseline. Lays it up and in with a right hand. Back to a 9-point game.
Nice little controlled head and shoulders fake by Skinner to get the player that was closing out on him past him right to the basket.
Devontae Lane, all high on the right side, sets the offense. Man-to-man defense being played by Valley here. Patrick McCaffrey with the ball between the circles, just left of the circle. Will hand back off to Connor at the top of the key. Connor now on the right wing, gives it to Devontae Lane. Now Patrick McCaffrey, it's tipped off of his hands. The pass was well behind Patrick, and a turnover results. Valley gets the ball back.
Just a little bit of miscommunication there. Don't know if Devontae wasn't sure if he was cutting or going to come back out and take that pass, and just threw it behind him.
So with 4 minutes remaining in the third quarter, a timeout on the floor. West with a 41-32 lead. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
Willa, Terry, Tim, and Kate Dickens at Hertine and Stocker Jewelers support high school sports, and they know it's a family effort. From driving students to practice and making it to all the games to serving up snacks in the concession stand, your favorite family team players would love a show of appreciation with a gift from Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. From watches to mother's rings and even Iowa Hawkeye jewelry, they've got spirit? Yes, they do. At Hertine and Stocker, corner of Dubuque and Washington Streets in downtown Iowa City.
Welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. Iowa City West with a 41-32 lead over West Des Moines Valley in this Class 4A state championship game. 4 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Alex Kuhn alongside Ryan Merkin. And Ryan, Iowa City West with a couple of turnovers, and Valley's cut it back to a single-digit game.
That's what they're trying to do on defense a little bit, is just wear on you. They're so good defensively that they know they're just trying to, you know, force you into making those little mistakes sometimes. A lot of times they're unforced. They just try to wear on you with how good they are defensively.
They'll also have the ball out of the timeout. Attacking to our right. Quentin Curry leads all Valley scorers with 11 points. Connor McCaffrey with 13 for West. Hinkle walks the ball slowly up the court as Evan Flitz is checked back into the West lineup. Now Supel in the left corner, top of the key to Curry. Curry back to Supel. Supel cross-court pass to Fry between the circles to Supel on the left wing. Now Hinkle, top of the key, picked up by Flitz. feeds Crowley on the post, runs into a double team, and he gets his shot swatted by Patrick McCaffrey out of bounds.
Good help defense by Adunze that time. He was right there as Crowley wanted to turn and go back over his right shoulder.
So Austin Hinkle will inbound the ball baseline. Gets it top the key to Curry, guarded by Odunze. Now Hinkle between the circles, dribbles right of the circle. Fry between the circles as his pass to the left wing nearly stolen away, but they're going to get a foul on Odunze, who stepped in front of Supel. No, that's on. Is that on Lane?
That is. That's his third.
That's on Lane, and that is his third. So Isaiah Onofilard checks back into the West lineup. 3:26 remaining in the third quarter. Devontae Lane with three fouls. Hinkle, left wing to Fry. Fry guarded by McCaffrey, gives it to Supel on the right wing. Supel gets it into Crowley. Cross-court pass to Fry, now left wing to Hinkle. He drives left of the lane, lays it up and in with a left hand. And cuts the West lead back to seven. 41-34 Trojans. 2:55 remaining in the third quarter. Patrick McCaffrey behind the back dribble, attacks right of the lane, goes up with a right-hand shot off the mark. Rebound by Curry. He looks to push the other way. Curry, Euro step, right-hand shot off the mark. Gets his own rebound, goes back up with the right hand. His shot off the mark. Rebound taken down by Connor McCaffrey.
Two really good looks at it there for Curry and couldn't get either of them to go.
Connor to Patrick, top of the circle. Patrick gives off to Odunze with 2:25 remaining in the third quarter. Slow and methodical half-court pace here for West. Patrick back to Odunze around half court, picked up by Curry. Odunze between the legs, dribble, and they're going to get a foul on Curry. Away from the basket, about 30 feet from the basket.
As West pulls him out away from the basket like that, look for Patrick McCaffrey. Such a hard matchup for Crowley out there, 20 feet from the basket.
So a timeout on the floor. That's going to be a full timeout. 41-34, the Iowa City West lead with 2:13. Remaining in the third quarter. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to the Class 4A State Championship game on KGYM.
Wouldn't it be cool if your car could give you money? It can at First Federal Credit Union with cash back for auto loans. Refinance your auto loan at First Federal Credit Union. They'll pay you up to $500 cash. And rates are as low as 1.99% APR, so you can lower your monthly payment and get cash back. Take advantage of First Federal Credit Union's cash back for auto loans now. Start at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports, like you, with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great.
And we want to help you get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
41-34, the Iowa City West lead with 2:13 remaining in the third quarter. This Class 4A state championship game from Wells Fargo Arena in downtown Des Moines. Alex Kuhn alongside Ryan Merkin. And Ryan, for West Des Moines Valley, it seems like their big guy committed to Rockhurst and Quentin Curry single-handedly trying to keep this team in the game with his offensive production and his energy as well.
Up to 11 points and 8 rebounds for Curry, and I mean he's really been the guy they've been looking to in the second half. You started the half with the 3-point play off the offensive rebound, and West came back with 7 straight to push the lead a little bit, and then now Valley on a 7-0 run. So hanging around, West Des Moines Valley's in it. They're hanging around here down 7.
Connor McCaffrey at around half court. Now Patrick McCaffrey way out on the right side. Now Connor on the right wing. To guarded by Hinkle, out to Odunze, who's picked up by Curry. Odunze nearly gets his pass stolen away, but Connor gathers it between the circles. Now flits on the right wing back to Connor McCaffrey. Now Onofilard way out on the right side, gets it back to Connor. Connor attacks right of the lane. He gets fouled by Austin Hinkle. So slow, methodical possessions for Iowa City West. They didn't get within 35 feet of the basket, but Hinkle picks up the foul.
West has enough guys that can handle the ball. They're really content to spread it out like that and make you come guard them.
O'Duncy feeds Connor McCaffrey left of the lane. Scoop shot up. He gets fouled. Was off the mark, but he'll step to the line to shoot two.
Just as I say that, they get a good cut going to the basket. Connor McCaffrey not able to finish, but he'll shoot two free throws here.
It's been Iowa City West running those slow possessions and almost lulling Valley to sleep at times. And then Connor McCaffrey cuts hard left of the lane and gets fouled and makes the first free throw. Connor with 14 points. He's 4 of 4 from the free throw line. Now 5 and 5.
Just kind of quietly goes about his business. You look down, he's got 15 points and 4 rebounds.
43-34, the Iowa City West lead. Ono Fullard out, Sabian Sims back into the Trojan lineup. And Patrick McCaffrey is going to pick up Austin Hinkle all the way in the backcourt. Hinkle gets a screen top of the key. Left wing for Skinner. Supel now skip pass to Fry. His entry pass tipped away, but gathered by Crowley at the free throw line. Left corner, Supel. And now left wing three from Hinkle, and he knocks it down. 6-point game. 43-37. 1 minute remaining in the third quarter. O'Duncy out high. Gives it to McCaffrey. Backdoor feed Sims. Lays it up and in with a right hand as he drove baseline. And extends the lead back out to 8.
Good look from Connor McCaffrey. Really good finish by Sims at the rim.
Austin Hinkle, high screen. Now gives it off left wing to Supel. Supel with O'Duncy in his face. One dribble. Now short corner Curry. Curry drives across the lane. Goes up with the left hand. His layup rolls around on the rim and drops.
Kind of switched that from his right hand to his left hand as he was going up. Really nice finish by Curry there.
Curry with 13 points. 26 seconds remaining in the third quarter. West looking content to play for the last shot. Patrick McCaffrey stands out at around half court and now gives off to Connor with 15 seconds. 2-3 zone here from Valley. 12 seconds remaining. Now 10. Connor McCaffrey left of the circle. Being harassed. Fires up a shot at the buzzer. Off the backboard and off the rim. And that's how we end the third quarter of play. 45-39. The Iowa City West lead after three. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds and be back with the final stanza of this Class 4A state championship game. You're listening to high school basketball on all three of our frequencies. KGYM.
Rebound comes out to Hooley for the win. 1.6 left.
Minute and a half to go. Selden drives the lane, circling. Puts up a desperation shot and rolls in.
Good! From just outside the free throw line with 2.5 to go. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
They are ready. We are ready for the greatest rivalry in college basketball.
What a game and what a scene tonight. There was a lot of hype, and it's lived up to the hype.
Walker for the win.
Basketball on ESPN Radio.
45-39, the Iowa City West lead as we begin the fourth quarter of play. The Trojans will begin the quarter with the basketball. Alex Kuhn alongside Ryan Merkin. Ryan, we keep talking about this. Iowa City West has stretched out the lead a couple of times, but Valley, They play some good defense. Quentin Curry goes to work, and they just keep hanging around and hanging around.
Austin Hinkle with a couple big shots that quarter, and you're right. They're just hanging around. Down 6 with 8 minutes to play. Absolutely. Right in this game, going to the final quarter.
6-point lead for West. Devontae Lane back into the game. Stands high on the right side. Now McCaffrey. It's Patrick at around half court. Valley now extends the pressure as Disterhoff stands high on the left side. Back to Devontae Lane. Iowa City West taking a lot of time, sort of running some clock. Connor McCaffrey on the left wing. 2-3 zone here from Valley. Connor McCaffrey between the circles. Now high post Disterhoff, left wing to Evan Flitz. Flitz guarded by Fry, back to Connor between the circles. Connor, high post to Disterhoff, into the corner, short corner, 15-foot jumper from Devontae Lane, and he knocks it down.
You take 45 seconds off the clock on that possession, get 2 points.
Hinkle finds Crowley, who lays it up with the right hand. He gets fouled. It goes in. He'll step to the line to try to complete a three-point play.
4 points for Crowley. But he gets it going here. They're going to need him loud and stretch if Valley's going to come back and pull even in this thing.
So Crowley steps to the free throw line, a 68% free throw shooter. Free throw good. 5 point game, 47-42 West.
We talked about it starts the quarter. That's kind of the way this game's gone. West makes a play. Valley comes back, just hangs around. It's a 5 point game.
Devontae Lane on the right wing, backs out. Now at around half court, it's Patrick McCaffrey. McCaffrey picked up by Crowley. Behind the back dribble to the top of the key. Into the corner, Disterhoff. Back to Flitz on the right wing. He'll give back to Patrick McCaffrey. He'll step out once again. Patrick at around half court, looking for Lane. Lane being picked up by Curry, and he's fouled about 30 feet from the basket. That is Curry's third foul. Curry with 13 points. Austin Hinkle has matched that. Connor McCaffrey with 15 and Devontae Lane with 9 for West. Patrick McCaffrey gets the pass into the backcourt, dribbles up into the frontcourt, gives off to Lane between the circles. Lane once again guarded by Curry, right wing for Evan Flitz, back to Lane. 6:19 remaining in the fourth quarter. Disterhoff back to Lane, who goes around Curry, turns the corner, nearly gets his pocket pick. Left wing three for Patrick McCaffrey off the mark. Connor with the rebound, goes back up with the left hand, gets fouled by Austin Hinkle.
We talked about the offensive rebounding for Valley early on. Great offensive rebound there for Connor. They're getting position on Hinkle. He's got about 6 inches on him and got inside position, went up and got that.
So they actually got the foul on Dennis. And Connor McCaffrey makes the first free throw. Connor 6 for 6 from the free throw line, 16 points. He'll have one more free throw, and he knocks it down. 7 point lead for Iowa City West, 49-42. Now Dennis left wing for Hinkle. Hinkle against the 1-3-1 zone, fires up a three off the mark. Connor McCaffrey with the rebound.
Offensive rebound for Connor on the previous possession there with a defensive rebound.
Lane, 15-foot jumper on the other end, off the back of the iron. Dennis with a rebound. He gets out in transition. Backdoor feed to Hinkle. It goes out of bounds. Dennis threw it well behind Hinkle. He kind of got trapped by Lane and Patrick McCaffrey.
Valley players thought it was deflected. It didn't look like it. I think he just left it a little bit behind him. He was trying to get it going to the basket, and his momentum kind of spun him around, and he just threw it behind him.
We had a pretty good angle, and it looked like it was did not look like it was tipped. 5:35 remaining in the fourth quarter. Patrick McCaffrey at around half court. Now Lane on the right side, being guarded by Curry. Lane works the dribble. Left wing Disterhoff now in the corner for Connor McCaffrey, guarded by Hinkle. Connor across the lane, short corner. Dribbles back out in the middle of the paint, over his left shoulder, goes up with the left hand, off the mark. Patrick there for the rebound. Finds Connor McCaffrey, block to block pass. He's fouled as he goes up with the left hand. He's fouled by Hinkle.
This time it's Patrick.
To shoot two. A little bit shaken up, but he walks it off. There's no way he's coming out of this basketball game.
I can't imagine a scenario in which he spends much time on the bench here.
And his first free throw is good. The leading scorer on this team. He's committed to play basketball for his father at the University of Iowa.
He's really developed his all-around game this year as a scorer, but also defensively and as a passer. He does such a good job for them rebounding on the backside of that 1-3-1 zone. It allows Patrick to play up front. Sometimes the hardest part of playing a zone like that is having your big guy on the top of it.
Dennis on the other end misses the three from the corner, and Connor McCaffrey pulls down the rebound.
Right on cue. went up over the two big guys from Valley and got a big defensive rebound.
West finding a lot of success with that 1-3-1 zone. Patrick at the top. Disterhoff on the left wing, being guarded by Dennis, back to Connor between the circles. Connor with 19 points, attacks middle of the lane, goes up with the left hand, scoops it up in there. The shot was off the mark, and a charge is going to be called as Charlie Crowley stepped right in front of Connor McCaffrey.
Steve Bergman can't, he doesn't like it, but I didn't have a good angle on it. There's a lot of action there, and there's two or three defenders between me and the ball. It looked like he was maybe a little bit late getting over there, but ref said otherwise.
9 points the lead for Iowa City West. That was the third foul on Connor McCaffrey, and with 4:43 remaining in the fourth quarter, we have a timeout on the court. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to the Class 4A State Championship game on KGYM.
At the gym, we know good sportsmanship matters during a game and in life.
And we want to recognize good sports, like you, with KGYM's Community MVP.
So if your nonprofit group is holding an event to help folks around here, let us know.
Just go to KGYMradio.com, click on Community MVP, and give us all the details.
Because you deserve most valuable player status for doing something great.
And we want to help you get the word out.
KGYM's Community MVP, brought to you by Fairfax State Savings Bank.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
What are you doing, Dave? We need help with payroll.
I'm doing squats, Mr. Employee of the Month. I'm taking your advice and I'm working my butt off.
That's not what I meant.
Glutes of steel. Feel them. Right here.
Oh, Dave, now I have to call HR.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
4:43 remaining in this Class 4A State Championship game. Iowa City West with a 9-point lead. Alex Kuhn alongside Ryan Merkin. And Ryan, we were just talking off the air about the pace of this game. Kind of strange, very, very methodical. West doing a good job of taking some time off the clock and then scoring at the end of these 1 minute and 10 second long possessions.
We've talked over and over and over again about their versatility at all spots, and they're so tough to defend when they have a lead here and they can make you come out away from the basket, because they can really, they have three or four guys on the floor right now that they can really choose what matchup they want, and all those guys are tough to defend off the dribble, whether it's Connor McCaffrey with his size, Devontae Lane with his quickness, or Patrick McCaffrey with his length going to the basket.
Austin Hinkle picked up by Patrick, top of the key, now left wing, into the corner for Fry. Fry, a good three-point shooter, is checked back into the game. Hinkle, skip pass to Skinner on the right wing. Back to Hinkle, return pass to the left wing. Now Fry in the corner. Being trapped, swings it right wing. Now Curry in the corner. He drives baseline, short corner. Stop momentum, now hesitation move, goes up with the right hand around Connor McCaffrey, lays it up and in.
Every time you look up, it's 6-7 points. Alex is hanging around.
Well, they're going to have to get some stops. 4 minutes remaining. Lane. Head around half court, now Flitz back to Lane. 4 minutes even remaining. Lane picked up by Curry. Swings it right wing for Flitz. Flitz tried to get it back to Lane, but Curry denies the pass. Now Flitz tumbles to the ground, and a jump ball is called, and Valley gets possession.
Just the eighth turnover of the game for West High.
So 3:47 remaining in the fourth quarter. Valley gets the ball back, trailing by seven.
You expect post touches on just about every possession here from Valley if they can get them. I mean, that, you know, that's what they're going to work to try to get with Crowley and Curry going to the basket.
Ankle to Crowley at the free throw line. He backs down Disterhoff, kicks it in the corner for Fry for three, off the mark. But Skinner with the rebound, back to Crowley, who lays it up with the right hand, off the mark. Disterhoff with a strong rebound, and a foul is going to be called on Carter Fry.
Got exactly what I'm sure they wanted there. It was an offensive rebound, nice pass in the air, just kind of laid it off to Crowley under the basket from about 2 feet, and he just couldn't get it to go in.
So that was the seventh foul against Valley. So Disterhoff's going to step to the free throw line for a 1-1. Isaiah Onofillard back into the lineup for Iowa City West. Disterhoff free throw off the mark. Crowley with a rebound. Now Hinkle into the front court on the left wing. Dennis back to Hinkle, and he loses the handle. Patrick McCaffrey with a steal. Into the front court, gets fouled. Layup is good, but he was fouled on the floor.
Hinkle just trying to reach in and scratch and claw and try to do everything he can to keep Patrick McCaffrey from going up with that because he's so good at finishing in transition.
So Patrick McCaffrey will step to the free throw line. He had a couple of monster dunks yesterday.
He's so smooth. I mean, for a kid his age and his size, he can run in full speed. He's so smooth finishing in transition.
So another one-on-one situation. The sophomore McCaffrey buries the first free throw. 8-point lead. The sixth point of the ball game for Patrick. But he has done an outstanding job defensively at the top of that 1-3-1 zone. He'll have one more free throw. And he makes them both.
Big free throws for West. You keep that lead at 8-9 around that area. It's a lot easier to shoot free throws late when it's an 8- or 9-point game than when it's a 2- or 3-point game or a 4-point game.
Hinkle fires up a left-wing three off the back of the iron. Rebound tipped and taken down by Connor McCaffrey.
Great play by Connor just to tip that to himself, gain control.
Now Lane in the front court to the free throw line. He'll back out. 3 minutes remaining. Lane with a crossover dribble, spins over his right shoulder, goes up with the right hand, puts it up off the glass and in.
You saw the strength from him, took the contact, still able to finish.
Hinkle on the other end, gets his pocket pick, stolen away by Lane. Lane in transition is fouled by Skinner.
West starting to feel it now here.
2:43 remaining, an 11-point lead for Iowa City West, and Avante Lane will step to the free throw line.
Smile from Connor McCaffrey. Still almost 3 minutes to play, but you can tell West is starting to feel it here, up by 11.
They start to feel it. Their fans can smell it as well. A full timeout on the floor. 55-44, the Iowa City West lead. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
The biggest thing to happen to Barbasol since shaving cream is also the only thing to happen to Barbasol since shaving cream. New Barbasol razors. Premium disposable razors with a pivoting head and ultra-thin blades. No wonder it took us nearly a century to develop razors this awesome. You're looking good, America. You're shaving with Barbasol.
Barbasol!
Find new Barbasol razors now at Walgreens.
All right, Dean, time for your annual review.
Take me out to the Twins game.
Okay.
Buy me some cheese curds and ice cold drafts.
Yeah, well, your lunches go pretty long.
I'm in need of sunshine, not a chat.
This is mandatory.
I want epic innings, not balance sheets.
Okay, I get it. Well, enjoy. And have a hot dog for me.
Change up your summer with the Minnesota Twins. Single game tickets are on sale now at twinsbaseball.com.
You could win $500 in the I'm On Communications KGYM Bracket Challenge. Get details now at KGYMradio.com. I'm On Communications, your local choice for internet, cable TV, and phone.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Napa know-how.
A Napa guy knows the only way you'd give a fresh and minted driver a brand new car is if he promises to never drive it. Instead, let him grind the gears and knock over the neighbor's mailbox in something a little more suited to his skill level. And with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, he can safely drive something that's nearly as old as he is. It's not perfect, but it's perfect for him. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Rebound comes out to Hooley for the win. 1.6 left.
Minute and a half to go. Selby drives the lane, circling. Puts up a desperation shot and rolls in.
Good from just outside the free throw line with 2.5 to go. Oh, my goodness.
They are ready. We are ready for the greatest rivalry in college basketball.
What a game and what a scene tonight. There was a lot of hype, and it's lived up to the hype.
Watford for the win! Yes!
Yes! Oh, unbelievable!
Let's it go!
College basketball on ESPN Radio.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some set.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh! So what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
60-46, the Iowa City West lead. Patrick McCaffrey buried a three after Devontae Lane made two free throws, and Nate Dennis on the other end for Valley put up a layup. And we have a 14-point lead for the Trojans with 1:58 remaining here in the fourth quarter. And their fans can smell it right now. Alex Kuhn alongside Ryan Merkin. And Ryan, just an unbelievably impressive offensive performance for Iowa City West in this game. They knew they were going to have to slow it down. Sometimes that's a little bit outside of their comfort zone, but they have handled it extraordinarily well.
And I just want to say, we've talked a lot about what West had to do, et cetera. But West Des Moines Valley is it? As good of a defensive team, really, as you're going to play. I mean, I think they come in allowing 50 points a game. So good on defense. West just stayed within themselves today, I think, which was a big thing. They didn't let what Valley wanted to do and the tempo and all those things that they're trying to dictate, they didn't let that dictate the game. They did what they wanted to do. They played with a lot of confidence, a lot of poise as Valley kept hanging around. And they're in position here. They're closing in, Alex, on a state championship.
1 minute and 55 seconds separate the Trojans from their sixth school state championship. McCaffrey top the key. Right wing for Ono Fillard. They're going to run as much clock as possible as Connor McCaffrey finds Patrick McCaffrey. Back door! Elevates! Slams with two hands! A punctuation mark!
Well said. Exclamation point on what's been a great season for West High there. Still a minute and a half left, but 16-point lead. You feel like that was just the icing on the cake there for West.
That punctuation mark is an exclamation mark. Crowley on the right block gets his pocket pick. Stolen away by Ono Fillard. McCaffrey with 1:15 remaining.
Connor's yelling back, or Patrick's yelling back at Connor. He thought he was open again for another one at the back end of that fast break.
Lane's backdoor pass stolen away. Now Dennis in the front court. Right hand layup up and good. 1:05 remaining as Connor McCaffrey gets the ball into the front court and he's just going to hold.
You look across at the West High bench and see Steve Bergman leading by 14. He still didn't like that last possession.
Devontae Lane at around half court. Dribbles left of the lane, now backs out on the right wing. Picked up by Skinner, 41 seconds. Lane dribbling around. Gives off to Connor McCaffrey in a timeout taken by Steve Bergman. With 35.4 seconds remaining, Iowa City West has a 14-point lead.
Really solid performance by West today. Did everything they needed to do to put themselves in this position. You can see them enjoying it right now.
Iowa City West, 55% from the field. 21 of 38. 6 of 17 from beyond the arc. 14 of 16 from the free throw line. And Connor McCaffrey in his final game as a Trojan. 19 points. 8 rebounds, 2 assists.
He's been fantastic. And we talked about how versatile he is on offense and defense and what he does for them on rebounding, on the defensive glass. A great career, really improved. And he's played one of his best games at the state tournament, I think, here in the final.
They're going to get mass substitutions to get some guys into the game. And I think Connor McCaffrey is going to get a curtain call for the final time. What a way to get it.
He deserves it. Both Devontae Lane and Connor McCaffrey played in 12 state tournament games in their career. The most you can play in this state. They're going to finish 10-2 with the state tournament with a couple of state titles.
Hugs from everybody for Devontae Lane and Connor McCaffrey. They're going to finish their senior years as state champions. Hershey Hinstrom and Jake Anderson into the game with Homie Nasser and Josh Van Roekel. Oh, Duncey dribbles out on the right wing, and he is fouled.
You look at the stats, Devontae Lane missed a big chunk of the second quarter with foul trouble. You know, he still ends up with 13 points. Patrick McCaffrey ends up with 12. 5 rebounds for Patrick. 5 assists for Patrick. He really did a good job at times moving the ball against that zone and finding guys as he was able to get into the center of that zone at times, along with Devontae as well.
Odunsi's first free throw is off the mark. Odunsi did a good job in that first half with 2 blocks. And we talked about his role. It was going to be defensively here this evening as he makes the second free throw. Picks up his first point. Gets on the scoreboard. On the other end, Jacob Whipple at around half court. Dribbles right of the lane. Goes up with the right hand. Off the mark of the layup. Rebound taken down by Odunsi. Whipple steals it away. Puts it back up and in with the right hand. Jake Anderson gets the inbound pass. And he's going to dribble it out. And he's fouled with 2.9 seconds remaining.
Alex, we talked about, and rightfully so, the seniors, Connor McCaffrey, Devontae Lane, great careers they've had at West, great state tournament careers they've both had. But what about the games that Isaiah Ono-Fillard and Nate Disterhoff had today? Both really, really good in what they were in their roles and what they were supposed to do. Disterhoff, you know, made both his shots, played good defense. Isaiah Ono-Fillard hit a big three. Two other guys that really stepped into bigger roles this year and played well down here at the state tournament.
Jake Anderson misses the first free throw. Dante Eldridge checks into the game for Iowa City West. Jason Barnes as well.
Everybody in a West High uniform going to get a chance to see the court in a state championship game. Special experience for those kids.
Jake Anderson gets on the scoreboard. The ball is going to be inbound, and the final 2 seconds are going to run off the clock. In 2017, the Iowa City West Trojans are Class 4A state champions. They celebrate directly in front of us here at Wells Fargo Arena, 64-50, and they get revenge over the West Des Moines Valley Tigers. You had to think that they thought about that for 365 days.
So rare to get another opportunity like that, even more rare to get it against the same team that beat you last year. And you know, Valley kids last year, a lot of them said, you know, losing to West or being a part of the program that lost to West in 2014 was motivation for them. And this year, West has the same opportunity to play the same team. They take advantage of it.
Connor McCaffrey goes out in style. A state champion, 19 points, 8 rebounds, 2 assists. Devontae Lane also goes out in style, 13 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists. Unbelievable careers for those two, and they finish on the highest of high notes. We're going to step aside for 60 seconds, and we'll be back for the post-game report. You're listening to High School Basketball on KGYM.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Oh, I'm ready. Where does anybody keep
me? I'm Beth. I'm a service rep for Cintas, and I help businesses get ready. Ready for the unpredictable workday, bad weather, a sudden fire, or a rush of customers. Cintas is your source for fresh mats, crisp uniforms, cleaning programs, safety solutions, and fire protection. Will you be ready today? Get started at Cintas.com. Cintas, ready for the workday.
I'm ready for you. Hope you're ready for me.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
If your wiper blades are worn and streaking, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and save $8 instantly on a pair of Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Improve visibility and save money with Rain-X Latitude wiper blades. Plus, take advantage of our free wiper blade installation. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Wesley had IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Coming after my house, my car. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
Wesley called Optima Tax Relief.
Oh, they were great people. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-TAX-3181. 800-TAX-3181.
Welcome back to Wells Fargo Arena, state championship number 6 for Iowa City West. 64-50, the Trojans defeat West Des Moines Valley, and they get their revenge in a rematch game from last year's state championship game. Alex Kuhn alongside Ryan Merkin. And Ryan, we're running out of adjectives to describe this performance. Here's the deal. We talked about this coming into the night. Iowa City West is the best team in the state. If they play to their abilities offensively, they stay patient in what is a little bit of an uncomfortable situation, slowing things down offensively, they're going to be fine. They did just that. 55% from the field, and they get a 14-point victory in this Class 4A state championship game.
They look confident from the beginning. And I think that was a big thing for them is they shot it well, which can help with that sometimes. They shot it well from the perimeter, but really looked confident about what they wanted to do against those defenses, both when they were in the 2-3 zone, when they extended it, and then when they were in the man-to-man. Really looked confident and then executed it, which is the key.
So they're announcing the all-tournament team here in Class 4A. We'll kind of keep you updated on that as that goes along. You think Connor McCaffrey might be on that team? Is that it? Just a hunch?
There's going to be some white and gold, white and green and gold out there for sure.
I think number 44 orange will be on that team as well, and he's the first one announced. So Quentin Curry on the Class 4A All Tournament team. He was absolutely outstanding in this game. He was the one mismatch that Valley was able to take advantage of offensively.
And you're talking about a young man that had, you know, knee surgery this summer, you know, knee injury this summer. So for him to be out here, get back for his senior year, you feel really good for a kid like that, able to get back on the court and then play his best basketball of his career down here these last three games.
The second player mentioned on the all-tournament team, Devontae Lane. So Devontae Lane, Charlie Crowley on the all-tournament team, and I'm just going to guess that we're going to have two Valley players, two Iowa City West players. We'll see what happens here. But
Crowley had a fantastic tournament as well.
Yeah, my hunch was correct. The captain of the all-tournament team, Mr. Connor McCaffrey, who goes out on top with 19 points,
had
18 rebounds.
18 each in the first two games. 18 points each in the first two games. This was his best game of the tournament.
And going down the stretch of this game, it was funny because that first half, they spread out the scoring. Evan Flitz knocked down 2 3-pointers. Nate Disterhoff had 7 first-half points. When it came down to the second half, when they were going to milk the clock, run offense, stand it around half court, you knew who was going to have the ball in his hands.
Connor McCaffrey with 11 of those 19 in the second half. Devontae Lane with 8 in the second half. When Valley made that little bit of a push, they went on that 7-0 run after West High extended the lead here in the third quarter. Valley pushed right back with a 7-0 run of their own. After that, it was Devontae Lane. It was Connor McCaffrey. It was those guys that put the game away.
So here are the final totals for this 4A state championship game. First for West Des Moines Valley, who finishes their season at 21-5. Austin Hinkle had 13 points. We talk about Quentin Curry, 15 points and 8 rebounds to lead the way for the Tigers. 7 points for Charlie Crowley, who really, really just couldn't get much going offensively here this evening. It was not going to say he didn't get much going, but it was a struggle. Iowa City West made life difficult for him.
They did, and we talked about that at the beginning. When West Des Moines Valley has those two big guys, Crowley and Curry, out there at the same time, that causes so many problems for people. And West High really had a good plan. Coach Steve Bergman and his staff had a great plan of how they wanted to attack that defensively and did a really good job of executing that as well.
For Iowa City West, we talked about it. 19 points, 8 rebounds for Connor McCaffrey. Patrick had 12 points and 5 rebounds, 5 assists, played good defense at the top of that 1-3-1 zone. Devontae Lane with 13 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists. Evan Flitz was 2-for-2 from the field with those 2 3-pointers. He had 6 points. And then Jake Anderson gets on the scorecard with a free throw at the end of the game. And Hakeem Odunsi, he also got one free throw to go. Sabian Sims with 4 points. And amazingly enough, the second leading rebounder on this Iowa City West team without a rebound. It was just such a team effort. Not only offensively, but defensively and rebounding the basketball as well.
It really was. And we touched on it a little bit early as the game's going on. But what really enables them to do such a good job in that 1-3-1 is put Patrick's length out top, but the way that Connor defensive rebounds now, uses his size, he's a good athlete. He was great tonight on the backside of that 1-3-1, holding off the two big guys from Valiant and providing defensive rebounds.
Well, Ryan, thank you for joining me this evening. And I'm going to let you give yourself a plug for your website as well.
Well, thanks for having me, Alex. I didn't get a chance to say it at the start, but you bring me in for this final game. And I really appreciate that. I really like what we're doing at Your Prep Sports, covering teams in the Iowa City area. It's been super fun for me to start that, and I really appreciate you having me on and letting me call a great game.
Well, you did a great job. Thank you very much for joining us here this evening. For Jeff Downing, for Ryan Merkin, I'm Alex Kuhn. 64-50, the Iowa City West victory. They are Class 4A state champions in 2017. This has been a presentation of KGYM Sports.
In the pocket, knew where to go with the football. Romo has made a career out of, yes, incredible thrower, incredibly accurate, but he also improvises and makes plays out of the pocket. That's one of the things that makes him so special.